to sit around. You're always being active. And I was in this, to call it a 19th century building would be really much too kind. It was more 18th century and there was no heating. And I had to get up and do my injection, and I hadn't learnt to do it. For about 4 or 5 years, I used to sit. You wouldn't believe this, would you? But it's true. I used to sit pushing the needle in slowly because I didn't have the courage to stick it in quickly. And just to tell you quickly what happened, I was in this environment when I went there. My father had already died. My mother was still alive. And I was going to Sherburn, which is 7 miles away, and I was a boarder there. And I just couldn't cope with it, and I quickly had a very bad coma. And Sherburn wrote to my mother and said that I couldn't be a boarder. I was the only boarder in the... I was the only diabetic in the whole school, and they couldn't cope with it. I expect you know that... I mean, they don't have nurses in the houses. They've got one full-time nurse in the sanatorium who deals with 700 boys, but only when they're ill. And I had diabetes, and I wasn't supposed to be ill. So I ceased to be a boarder. I lived with my mother at home, and there was a lady who she knew who used to go from where we were, 7 miles, into Sherburn, and used to take me there every morning. And before she arrived, we had the battle. Even then, when I was 13, battling still, saying no. And this woman was a nurse. She worked in the hospital, and she used to help my mother sometimes. You wouldn't believe it, but it's true. Anyway, there we are. So what happened next was that my mother died, and I went in the holidays to live with my uncle and aunt. And in the term, the Sherburn found me a very nice master and his wife for me to live with. This master was a music teacher at the school, and he had a son about 5 years younger than me, and I became part of their family in the term. And this house was next to the sanatorium, and I went into the sanatorium about a 2-minute or 3-minute walk in the morning to see this nurse. And she looked at me, and I don't know what she thought, but I don't suppose she'd ever met anyone in her life who'd had diabetes from 5 to 13 and still had this problem.